No two economic slowdowns are ever exactly the same, but two of the worst in recent decades provide a sense of how bad things could get. Arturo Perez analyzes state budgets for the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says income and sales tax revenue is dropping all over the country, and there's no sign that's going to turn around anytime soon. Perez thinks the U.S. could be headed toward a recession like it saw about 8 years ago. He says that was a tough one for states because all the extra money they got used to spending during the booming economy of the 90s went away.
It took quite a number of years for states to regain any traction as far as personal income tax collection.
But this downturn could be even more severe in Wisconsin, says Dale Knapp of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance. He envisions a possible early 80s type recession here for a few reasons. Wisconsin's sales tax and personal income growth were already lagging, and the state depends heavily on manufacturing, agriculture, and tourism, all vulnerable industries at a time like this.
You know, if that hits the nation, it's probably going to hit Wisconsin a little bit harder, as it usually does, and that's going to mean slower sales tax growth for, you know, the next year or maybe two.
Neither scenario is a fun one for lawmakers or the governor. The most recent recession led to budget cuts and a big structural deficit that's never really gone away. The 1980s recession forced state government to temporarily hike income and sales taxes to pay its bills. The sales tax hike has stayed on the books ever since. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.